Well, right there, my friends, is it's a reason why people gather together at the Appel Room on the 28th of this month. The nearness of you. Michael Brecker this morning, and from the recording Two Blocks from the Edge, Joey Calarazzo and James Janus and Tane Watts and Don Elias, and our opener, Delta City Blues, was the choice of Michael's wife, who's with us this morning at WBGO. She's the organizer. She's the impetus behind all of this. And she knows more about Michael Brecker than the rest of us put together.
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. It's nice to have you here again.
Thank you for having me.
You need to do this every year, not every other year.
Okay. I'll think about it.
Just so we can see it. But I know it's a gargantuan, indefatigable amount of work, isn't it, to put this together?
It is, but I'm surrounded by such supportive people and really the best in the business.
Sure.
My co-producer is Daryl Pitt, Michael's longtime manager and dear, dear friend. And the production's run by Danny Melnick and Absolutely Live. And our production angel is Darlene Chan from the Playboy Jazz Festival.
Oh, my goodness. You do have a nice team.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, but you can't sit by and idly watch all this take place. I know you're in there with both hands and both feet. Tell me about the nearness of you and the concert.
The concert's going to be on January 28th, as you've been saying, and we have an incredible lineup this year. James Taylor, Hugh Jackman, who's been very supportive of the cause. And
why James Taylor? Some of our listeners don't know this.
James and Michael go way back. They're very close friends. Michael played on a lot of his recordings. And personally, they became close friends and very connected. I feel so fortunate that James has stayed in touch with me and my family. And when he was asked, he immediately said yes. And I'm so grateful to him for his music and his friendship.
That's wonderful. Plus, he didn't want to let you be lonely that night.
Right? That's right.
It's the 28th. It's in the Appel Room. It's an all-star cast. Patty Austin and Michael.
Love Patty. Patty and Michael go way back. I met her once at an incredible dinner with the great producer Russ Titelman and Steve Winwood and Patty and Mike and me. And I was quite speechless the whole night. But sitting next to Patty, I got to experience her incredible sense of humor and her warmth and her humaneness. And as I think everyone knows, her incredible voice and range and talent as a singer.
And she lends her talents on the 28th in the Appel Room, the Nearness of You concert. And we are chatting with Susan Brecker this morning at WBGO. You can find out more at nearnessofyouconcert.com. Patty Austin for Ella and Just for You this morning. And live, as cool as this radio station is, and all the music that we play day in, day out, I mean, come on. There's nothing that beats a live experience. And her live experience is coming up as part of the Nearness of You concert happening in the Appel Room at Jazz at Lincoln Center on the 28th of this month. And Susan Brecker's here this morning to talk about that and much more. This is a benefit concert that benefits ongoing medical research.
Yes, and specifically the work of Doctors Asra Raza and Siddhartha Mukherjee, who focus their research on MDS, which is the disease that Michael passed away from, and from other blood cancers, blood-related cancers like leukemia. And their work, which focuses on that, is looking to find answers to cure cancer, to cure the disease, to help patients currently afflicted with the disease. And I believe they're doing amazing work.
And for those of you that don't remember, is the registration process to find a donor was amped up when Michael first became sick. It was a worldwide registration. In fact, it is, although no full match donor was found, it's the subject of a documentary film that I highly recommend that you take a look at, and it's called More to Live For. And it's the fight that three people go on, and they represent thousands of people in the world that go through this fight every day. But three people that go through this fight of finding a donor. And for the gentleman in Dallas, who he told me is going to be at the concert coming up on the 28th,
yes,
it was a little village, a little German village, where the guy who registered, and it's a swab kind of deal to register, was doing so because a friend of his had become ill. And although there was no match there between the two friends, there was a match around the world between this gentleman from this little German village and this cat from Dallas.
That's exactly right. It was a miracle. I mean, and people do find their matches, which is why James Chippendale, this gentleman in particular, and I made this film, was to register as many people as we could so that when you went looking for a match to try and save your life, you would find one in the registry.
And this is part of the ongoing registration that takes place around the world for people.
That's right.
But what other kinds of research are they, not to get too heavily medical here, but
right,
you know, the proceeds for this go to determining what? I mean, what do they use this for?
It's a multi-pronged approach to cancer, mm-hmm, as you know. They're looking for ways to detect it earlier, and I know Dr. Raza is very involved with this. They're looking for diet, which Sid has been involved in, diets that might affect cancer, affect the growth of cancer, and maybe abate it.
I know a guy who had prostate cancer, and he treated it by eating habanero pepper sandwiches.
Right. There's so
which is a little brutal to think of, but it worked.
Yeah. Well, there are so many anecdotal stories, and I believe it's the role of the doctors to collect these stories and do studies to find out if there's any consistent way to treat the disease that will work consistently for everybody.
So, you know, make an enemy your closest friend. That's what you do there when you're doing that kind of research.
Yes.
The nearness of you. And the nearness of you is the concert that is happening on the 28th. And James Taylor, Hugh Jackman, he and Michael were friends?
Actually, no.
No.
Hugh is very good friends with Siddhartha Mukherjee, one of the doctors we support with the concert. And interestingly enough, his wife's mom, who passed away a couple years ago, began the bone marrow registry in Australia because a friend of hers had a son who was sick. So Deb has been very, and Hugh have been very supportive of the cause from the beginning.
Yeah.
And we're so grateful to him that he'll perform. He's an amazing performer, as you know.
Yes. Antonio Sanchez, Chris Potter, Donnie McCaslin, Lou Marini, Ada Rovati, and brother Randy Brecker. And you would think, well, Randy's got to show up. No, well, no, he doesn't. You know, you have brothers. Do they always show up to your gigs? No. Do the families all get together, all of them, during the holidays? No.
But we try.
But Randy and Michael had such a great relationship. And I asked Susan off mic, you know, did they ever fight? And your answer was?
They did not fight. Michael was really in awe of Randy. Not only as the older brother, but Randy's an incredible composer and performer, band leader, and Michael looked up to him and really respected him. And they had a special relationship when they played together. Michael used to say they didn't have to talk, they just knew. And as you might imagine, growing up with somebody, you spoke a particular language, and in their family, the language was music. So they were able to communicate in a nonverbal way when they performed.
And at the same time, not only feel good about their playing, but make an audience feel good about their listening to the music of two brothers from Philadelphia. You got to think that, you know, every now and then, the guys in the band are going to play one for themselves. And if you dig it, well, that's cool. But if you don't, well, that's cool, too. Such was the case with that tune, some skunk funk. And that version was captured over in Europe with the WDR Big Band of Clone, and featured Jim Beard and Will Lee and Peter Erskine and Randy and Michael together, just having a time of their lives. We're having a time this morning with Susan Brecker, who's telling me they would have this competition to see how fast they could play that tune.
Absolutely, and it would go super fast. So Michael's fingers were literally flying off the horn. He couldn't keep up with Randy, or vice versa.
Like two kids, just, you know, just causing trouble on the bandstand with each other, but having the time of their lives.
Exactly right. They really had fun playing together.
Yeah, and big grins, I'll bet. Yeah. And it started for them. They both started their instruments at roughly the same time, right? Or was Randy a little ahead of Michael?
Randy was a little ahead of Mike. And Mike started on clarinet and then switched to tenor.
So, see, you know a lot about Michael. How did you and Michael meet? You've told me this story before, but I have a feeling there's some listeners that don't know this story.
Well, I'm a therapist, and I was working in a rehab in New York City, and a woman came to volunteer to see if she'd like to be a therapist, whose name was Kate Greenfield, and she and Michael and Randy owned 7th Avenue South. So Kate fixed Michael and I up, and it was love at first sight.
Really? It just came together right away?
Right away. We met on the back stairs at 7th Avenue South, and that was it for both of us. We fell in love immediately.
Wow. That's incredible. And been there through the whole journey. And the journey continues, even though Michael's not with us. The spirit certainly is with us today. We'll be with you on the 28th in the Appel Room with an all-star cast that includes Brother Randy and a whole bunch of other great musicians that feel that same kind of kindred spirit with Michael Brecker. But the story continues at William Patterson University, because what you just told me this morning is Michael's archive is now there.
Yes. David Dempsey, who's head of the music program at William Patterson, who's also a saxophone player and a very dear friend of ours, offered to house the Michael Brecker archives. And he has worked tirelessly with me to create an archive that would be a living archive where musicians could come and see Michael's instruments and see his handwritten manuscripts, which Dave has preserved in acid-free paper. And we've digitized over 1,000 pictures and charts of tunes. It's really an amazing place.
And it's good news for the curious, obviously, but considering that, Michael's approach to music is still to this day, it's a template for many practitioners of contemporary music.
Absolutely.
So this is perfect for them. And this is at William Patterson University. And I believe Dave told me that, with the Clark Terry and the Thad Jones, much of that can be accessed online.
That's right. You can go to michaelbreckerarchives.com even, perhaps. Yeah. But if you type it in the Finder, it'll come up. And it's incredible. You see ridiculous archival pictures of Mike and his discography and so much information. It's really an incredible body of work.
Sure. And it has to do with the incredible body of work that was not on the page, but was rather in the spirit of a cat that, when he walked in the room and maybe met you for the very first time, so many times, it stuck. And chance musical encounters became lifelong, lasting friendships.
It's true. Michael had a very special way with people. When you were with him, you felt like you were the only person in the room and that you were his best friend. So that when it came time to put this concert together, no one said no. Everyone wanted to come and participate in a celebration of Mike, because everybody universally loved him.
And even though you may have never known him, you can at least feel the spirit. It's the 28th in the Appel Room, and you find more information online at nearnessofyouconcert.com. I have a question for you. If your last moments on this earth could be as creative as that, wouldn't you be interested to know how that was done? Because those were literally his last moments.
Yes.
Michael Brecker, his last recording, Pilgrimage, and he was very ill when he made this record. But yet, when he played the music, he had more energy than everybody else in the room. And we're talking about Herbie Hancock and Pat Metheny and John Patitucci and Jack DeJohnette and Brad Mehldau.
This record is an amazing testament to the human spirit and the desire to live. And he was very excited about making this record, excited about the music. It carried him through great stress and times in the hospital and illness. And when he was well enough to make the record, he rallied all of his energy, even to the point of driving himself to the studio each day. He wouldn't let me take him, wouldn't let me carry the saxophone. He had to do what he'd always done, which is drive himself to the studio.
And Patitucci said when the session was over, he'd say, anybody need a ride home?
That's right.
And he'd drop people off. And you know, the record is called Pilgrimage. It's not called, well, this is my stop.
Right. Gratefully, Pat Metheny, who helped, basically ran the mixing of the record after Michael had passed, came up with that name, which Michael had named a tune that, but we had a different title for the record, and Pat very wisely suggested using Pilgrimage, and he was absolutely right.
Absolutely. Coming up on the 28th of this month, the Appel Room is the location. Nearness of You, a celebration of the spirit that is Michael Brecker, and to raise money for cancer research at Columbia University Medical Center. James Taylor, Hugh Jackman, Patty Austin, Randy Brecker, Otto Rivati, Bernie Williams, Antonio Sanchez, Lou Marini. You get the idea, right? You get the idea with the names I've just mentioned. It's on the 28th. You can find out more at nearnessofyouconcert.com. And we'll continue with Susan Brecker in a second. Stick around.
Here's the WBGO music calendar for Friday in Manhattan. 75 Club at Bogardus Mansion has Jerry Walden with John DeMartino. At Birdland, the Birdland Big Band and the Dr. Monty Alexander Trio. In Birdland Theater, Alan Harris salutes Eddie Jefferson and Nat King Cole. Eddie Palmieri in the Blue Note. Mario Abney and the Abney Effect in Club Bonafide. At Dizzy's Club, Coca-Cola, Romero Lubombo and the Rafael Piccolotto de Lima Chamber Orchestra Project. Late night, Nate Sparks Big Band. Casa Overall with Jason Moran in the Jazz Gallery, George Coleman's Quintet in the Jazz Standard, Steve Wilson's Trio in the Kitano, Sean Smith and Gary Versace in Knickerbocker, David Hazeltine's Trio in Mesro. At Smalls, Scott Wendholt and Adam Kolker with the Quintet and the Eddie Allen Quintet, Al Foster celebrating his birthday in Smoke, and Ron Carter with the Emma Cohen Trio in the Village Vanguard. The music calendar is another valuable service from member-supported 88.3 FM. For more listings and to add a listing, visit WBGO.org.
You think you got what it takes? Huh? Do you? Well, if you do, you want to listen up, especially if you're a saxophone player. Coming up this summer is the first
Michael Brecker International Saxophone Competition, which will take place at the Red Sea Jazz Festival in Eilat, Israel.
Wow. That's good. We're always on the lookout.
Always on the lookout, and there aren't enough opportunities for young saxophone players to be heard, and we wanted to provide a forum that they would be able to play and be heard by other people.
Michael ever come home and go, wow, babe, you won't believe this young kid I heard today?
He did it all the time.
Yeah.
And we would receive about two or three tapes. It was tapes those in those days in the mail. And he would listen to all of them. And he loved all of them. He was so excited by what young people were doing with the horn.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming by this morning. It's always great to see you.
It's great to see you, Gary. Thank you so much for supporting the concert and for letting me be here.
Seems like a no-brainer. 28th of this month in the Appel Room at Jazz at Lincoln Center. the Nearness of You concert. I mentioned all those people. That's not the whole list. There's more. And maybe you'll show up too, right? Yeah. Nearnessofyouconcert.com, Michael Brecker Archive, William Patterson University, saxophone competition this summer, and this morning, for your ears and your eyes, here's some African skies.